How precious is your steadfast love, O God! The children of mankind take refuge in the shadow of your wings. They feast on the abundance of your house, and you give them drink from the river of your delights. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light do we see light. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the grace that has allowed us once again to gather at summer services. Thank you for giving us strength to believe and in our daily life, and for guiding us through your word. Many carry worries, fears, and uncertainty in their hearts amid the events of the world. Thank you that in every situation we may trust in you and believe that you guide the course of the world and the life of each one of us. Bless our homes and families. Grant love, forgiveness, and the wisdom in the Christian upbringing of youth and children. Thank you that in the midst of a broken world, we may hear the gospel message of love, forgiveness, and fellowship. We thank you for the publication work and for all those who have participated in creating books, recordings, and digital content. Bless this work and let it convey hope, courage, and trust for the future. Hear our prayer in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear sisters and brothers, this year's annual theme of the SRK is By the Power of God. It reminds us that a believer's strength is not found in personal endurance, ability, or success. True strength comes from God. The psalmist writes, "Blessed are those whose strength is in you." In publication work, too, we need God's strength, guidance, and protection. We live in a time when information increases rapidly and the world changes quickly. Values around us shift, opinions change, and many people are searching for direction and a lasting foundation for their lives. At the same time, uncertainty, unrest, and restlessness and life's many questions affect people in different ways. Yet God's word remains unchanged. It offers security, hope, and direction in changing times. This is precisely why SRK's publication work is important. Its mission is to extend the invitation into God's kingdom and to make the timeless message of God's word accessible to people today. These publications are not merely books, recordings, or digital content. They are tools through which the joyful message of the gospel reaches people's hearts and strengthens faith. Publication work seeks to address the questions of our time and to recognize the need that different people encounter in their lives. Topics that are not always easy to discuss have also been brought forward. Through this, we hope to convey an encouraging message of faith, offer peer support to people in various life situations, or encourage conversations about faith, and to deepen the understanding of the lives of God's children in the midst of our time. Podcasts have also explored a wide range of questions related to faith and everyday life. This is a new publishing channel whose special feature is its personal touch. In podcasts, believers share their own experiences and reflections. Their authenticity is reflected in the fact that they are not polished to perfection, but instead convey the voice and the thoughts of ordinary people. In our time, it is important to share experiences, to listen to one another, and reflect together on what strengthens faith and supports the lives of a child of God. The mission of publication work is to communicate the heart's voice of Christianity, the message of grace, forgiveness, love, and fellowship. Today, publications are produced throughout the year, and their accessibility has been enhanced in new ways. The Kula application has become an increasingly important publishing platform. Through it, books, recordings, magazines, podcasts, and other content reach people where they live their daily lives, in their homes, while traveling, at work, and in moments of quiet reflection. In the midst of all of this, we can trust that God, through His Holy Spirit, will continue to guide and lead this work. The Kula app has become an important part of SRK's publication mission work. Through it, ebooks and audiobooks, audio magazines, music recordings, podcasts, and most recently, evening devotions have reached people in many situations of daily life. The app currently has approximately 9,500 subscribers and around 13,000 active users. We are grateful that Kula has found a place in many people's daily lives and has gained a loyal user base. In the future, Kula is intended to develop into an even more versatile service. The goal is to increase the number of users and further develop its content and features so it would better serve today's readers and listeners and also support the work of local congregation work. The aim is to bring Kula even closer to users' everyday lives. In the future, for example, content from the Päivämies could be integrated into the app, making current news and updates about Christianity easily accessible in one place. During the summer, users could listen to summer services radio broadcasts through the app, while in the winter, it could support weekly congregational activities through calendars and online services. Other streaming content is also being planned. To support the development of Kula, a user survey is currently underway. We hope as many people as possible will participate so that we can continue to improve the app according to users' needs. The survey can be accessed through QR codes located throughout the summer service grounds, through survey representatives moving around the area on Friday and Saturday, and through a QR code included in the service program. This development work needs our support. If you do not yet use the Kuula app, subscribing helps support the creation of valuable content and the continued development of the app. Kuula tickets are available at the publication store, making it easy to try the app. All that is needed is a valid email address. More information about new content, services, and development projects will be provided as they are completed. The best way to stay informed is by subscribing to the Kuula newsletter. Today, we are pleased to present the publications completed during the past year. This year's current issues book, 2026 by the Power of God, is directly connected to SRK's annual theme. It explores where believers receive strength for faith and daily living, and what factors may weaken that strength. The articles approach the topic in practical ways and through personal experiences. Particular attention is given to perspectives relevant to youth and young adults. The book reminds us that God's power is also revealed in ordinary daily life. Ama Amara's Wonderful Summer. This warm-hearted children's novel offers a new perspective on the summer services by following events from the world of beetles. The book invites readers to marvel at God's creation and reminds us that every created being has its place in the Creator's great plan. Neela at the Cottage. This picture book continues the story of Neela, which may be familiar to many readers. This time, the event takes place in a summer cottage setting. The book addresses childhood fears in a safe and gentle manner. Conversations with Neela's father help him find security and trust in situations that may feel overwhelming to a child. Discussion cards for evening gatherings. These cards are designed especially for young adults, but are suitable for many different situations. They provide tools for meeting one another, listening, and sharing thoughts. This new publication encourages conversations about life and faith. Child of God, Congregational Singing Recording. On this recording, 100 children sing familiar songs and hymns of Zion. The message of the song speaks of Jesus' love, care, and the blessings of being God's child. The clear voices of the children remind us of simple faith and to trust in God's care. Bible and Catechism in the covers of one book. The Bible Catechism combines two important books into a single volume. It is well suited both for personal reading and for family use at home. The Catechism included, which is alongside the Bible, helps readers understand the central teachings of Christian faith. It is a practical gift for young people preparing for confirmation school, as both fundamental books of faith are conveniently found between one set of covers. Publications released earlier this spring. Our fathers, who have believed before us in the footsteps of the church forefathers. This work opens a window into the teachings of early Christianity through the writings of the church forefathers. The book addresses profound and timely questions of faith and provides a strong foundation for those reflecting on their own beliefs. It reminds us that the same faith has sustained believers before and continues to do so today. Then I Will Leave. This novel brings readers into a very moving human relationship. The story of distance and pain between a mother and a daughter reveals deep emotion. This book reminds us that despite our unfinished lives, we may continue to believe and trust in God. It gives a voice to experiences that are not always easy to discuss. A garden of kind words, poems for great and small moments. This extensive poetry collection brings together writings from 66 authors for life's many situations. It serves as a handbook for moments when words are needed for joy, sorrow, celebration, and comfort. Its diversity and the inclusion of new writers make the work especially valuable. Fascinating Flowers and Butterflies, Wonders of Creation. This book combines natural science, a perspective faith, and a childlike wonder. It invites readers to pause at creation and to see God's greatness, even in the smallest details. It encourages to observe, explore, and to trust in the Creator's care. Color Fascinating Flowers and Butterflies. This coloring book complements the previous publication. It especially invites children and families to explore the color, to explore and color the beauty of creation with additional content that includes images and audio. Color Animals from the Backyard to the Jungle. This coloring book takes readers into the world of animals, from familiar backyard creatures to distant and exotic environments. It offers joy, learning, and creativity for people of all ages. The Message of Golgotha's Victory. This recording features a choir of young adults together with a group of talented musicians. This content moves from suffering to resurrection and life. The music conveys a message that touches deeply and reminds listeners of hope, invites them to pause, to listen, and to find peace. Dear guests of the services, I would like to express my warm thanks to everyone who has participated in publication work. God gives different gifts and responsibilities, and through them, many have been able to serve in this shared endeavor. Writers, illustrators, photographers, musicians, singers, creators, and participants of discussion programs, and many others who have given their time and talents for the work of the gospel. Thank you also to SRK employees and the various working groups whose contributions are reflected in these publications. Thanks to all of you who read, listen, and purchase these publications. Every publication that reaches a reader or a listener becomes part of this shared work. Your support makes it possible for publication work to continue and to develop in the future. We hope that during these summer services, many people would find something among these publications for themselves or for their loved ones. Something that would strengthen faith, inspires reflection, and provides encouragement in different stages of life. Through publication work, other work in God's kingdom is also supported, including camps and mission work in various parts of the world. In this way, the message of the gospel continues to move forward, both here in our homeland and far beyond our borders. We pray that God will continue to guide and bless this work. May He, through these publications, bring comfort amid worries, hope in times of uncertainty, and strength of faith and light into each of our days.